A look at the viral world, and here are a couple stories trending on a Monday. Top of the New York Times most viewed articles, The Mommy Problem, a mother who loves being a mom and doesn't want society to identify her that way. And on the WashingtonPost.com, a story about the use of the N-word topping their most read list. It's called Redefining the Word, Examining a Racial Slur Entrenched in American Vernacular That's More Prevalent Than Ever. Now, some African-Americans have tried to reclaim and recast the N-word, but it will never be acceptable to others. And Gene Demby of NPR's Code Switch team has given a lot of thought to why some words and phrases, like colored people, for instance, are acceptable and then fall from favor. A heads up, in expressing his thoughts, he's going to use some words that people do find offensive.
So remember not long ago when Vice President Joe Biden got in trouble for saying this?
You know, on the way back from Mumbai to go meet with President Xi in China, I stopped in Singapore to meet with a guy named Lee Kuan Yew, who most foreign policy experts around the world say is the wisest man in the Orient.
And recently, a Canadian agency set off some snickering when they said terms like racial minorities or non-whites or even people of color were outdated. Instead, they would use racialized group or racialized person. Just last week on our side of the border, the Army got into some trouble for having the word Negro in an official document. Some will call it political correctness, but linguists have a different name for this, pejoration. I spoke to Lauren Hall Liu, a linguist at the University of Edinburgh, and she explained that the process of pejoration works like this. A word or phrase used to describe something that people have strong negative feelings about comes to take on the negative stigma of the idea it's referring to. So folks search for a new neutral term. But in time, that new neutral term comes to be charged with some of the same messiness, and it too has to be replaced. Idiot and imbecile and moron were all clinical terms that became insults. They were replaced by a different term, retarded, which, no, never ever say that. See what I mean? The Harvard linguist Steven Pinker calls this phenomenon the euphemism treadmill. Words catch on for a while, then they fall out of favor. Color becomes Negro, becomes Black. Chinaman becomes Oriental, becomes Asian. The original terms used to be okay, and then they weren't. I spoke to Taylor Jones, a linguist at the University of Pennsylvania, about why we keep hitting the reset button.
You're thinking about what other people would think, how other people would react to what you just said, right? And you make a choice that is predicated on trying to coordinate on the right term so that you don't send the wrong signal.
Jones said that when you're trying to communicate clearly to a listener and you use a passé descriptor, it can be seen as kind of a declaration in itself, a declaration you might not intend to make, like calling someone a Jew instead of calling someone Jewish. And this churn is way older than the age of political correctness. Just a few months ago, some census officials told me that every 10 years, the census questions for race and ethnicity have always been different from those on the survey that preceded it. That's because the language we use to refer to each other reflects the relationships that people have to each other. And our relationships to each other, politically and socially, keep changing. Call it political correctness, call it the euphemism treadmill, but whatever you call it, it's not likely to stop anytime soon.
Gene Demby of NPR's Code Switch.